Live from the shores of the Comcast Center, Great Woods, in beautiful downtown Mansfield, Mass. It's the Big and Bog Show. And here they are, Big and Bog.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. Okay, ladies.
Whoa.
What an intro.
That was wonderful.
You see how you slipped that Great Woods thing in?
That Kool-Aid.
What? You still feeling the buzz from Woodstock, aren't you?
I'm still up there.
And where we go? To the Parrothead Haven of the East Coast.
Right here in Mansfield.
Mansfield, Massachusetts. Great Woods Amphitheater. That's what it always will remain.
Well, let's talk about it.
We were one of the first bands here.
I think we were with the first band. I don't know how many shows we played here, but...
26.
26.
I believe it's 26. I could have asked Don Law. He was just here.
I remember one in particular.
Why?
Sunday afternoon, there was a gentleman that stood up in he was a pirate outfit.
Yes.
And he wouldn't sit down.
Yes.
And I looked at you and I said, he's saluting you. You got to salute him if you want him to sit down.
That's right. That's fair. Yeah. People were throwing stuff at him and hitting me.
That's right.
Yeah, because he wouldn't sit down.
I mean, they were hungover from Saturday night.
We had hurricane shows here.
That's right. We got run out of here one time.
Run out of here one time. We got run here twice for hurricanes.
I know we did.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful night here. And we got special in-house guests. And we had the Duke on. The Duke was like, if you think about Duke, from what we're going to get into tonight, about like Duke hitchhiked from Amarillo to Woodstock, lost his friend and never left.
Never left.
We kind of got another story that's a story of local interest to everybody here.
Well, it's local interest in that one of our guests is a graduate.
A graduate of Boston University. That's right.
He graduated 2012. It's a fine learning institution.
Yes.
An institution of higher learning.
How much do you think it costs to go to that school?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
We got some questions about higher education and the cost of higher education.
I'm going to ask old Pops.
I got
my calculator.
I've been trying to think of a name because we've been trying to think of a duo, you know.
Yeah, well, I forgot to do
the Menacing Mayors.
The Menacing Mayors?
The Magical Mayors.
Magical.
The Musical Mayors.
Why not?
It's like the King.
Let's bring them on.
The Musical Mayors.
Brendan Mayer. Peter Mayer.
And Brendan Mayer. Welcome to the Big and Bog. Here, come on in the middle, Pete. I promise.
Fellas, let's get up. Let's get
you got
together.
Pants on?
Well, yeah.
Well, you guys are tall.
I have no shoes though.
I know.
In the spirit of
things. They don't even have. They don't have spiked heels on.
Yeah.
Look, if they had heels on, I could see.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
I got
you gotta get
okay, we got that.
All right, okay, okay.
All right, I know you're dying to ask questions.
Well, no,
it's like Ken Starr.
Well, I tell you.
Well,
when did you graduate?
I graduated 2012.
Yeah, that's good.
I was a history major.
Uh-huh. That's Jimmy Moore, too.
I was a history major.
Yeah.
Oh, my microphone fell down again.
Look what has happened to both of you.
What I want to know is, did they give you the same speech the first day where they said, this is the most lucrative profession you will possibly imagine?
History major.
Golden ticket.
It's a ticket to every job.
A history major.
Right. Okay.
So, that job search, how'd that go?
Yeah, how'd that job search
pretty go? Poorly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was pulled in a different direction, so maybe I didn't get it.
I'm being honest.
I came home and he said, Dad, I want to tell you, I want to pursue music. And we said, what did we just spend this much money on for the last
Pete, this is Peter Mayer. Everybody knows Peter Mayer.
Yeah, this is the Musical Mayer.
Yeah, the Musical Mayer, yeah. Now, can we get a little total on that expenditure? That's for you. Because you bought a house as
the
lovely Patricia Mayer.
My mom said to me before I went, she said, Brenda, because I was smart enough to get in, but not smart enough to get in fully paid for. So
I had that problem.
Okay.
What she said to me was, Brendan, you know you don't have to do this. You know, if you really love music that much, I've calculated it, and we think the total is going to come out to roughly the value of a house.
Oh,
she
okay.
said, we'll buy you an investment property. Yeah. You can live there, you know.
So what are you, do you have a new home?
I don't.
You don't?
And,
both homeless.
I may have chosen, I got to say, I may have chosen poorly.
Oh, yeah.
But look where you wound up. With us.
Yeah, that worked.
Well, see, I had kind of a similar problem. I barely got in, and then there was this thing called the Vietnam War going on, which was an incentive to stay in.
Yeah.
But while I was there, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I picked up the guitar.
There you go.
Why did you pick up the guitar?
to meet girls.
I knew exactly. Yes, I knew that answer.
I was a shy Catholic altar boy.
I know. And you didn't want to go, you didn't want to dance.
No, I didn't want to dance. It was, I was in the South, and I had a roommate that knew the courts, and he taught me G, C, and D, and he played, and he was charming, and all the girls loved me. I went, teach me those chords.
Yeah, that's it. So are you following that?
I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes right now.
But I think we're going to make your mom happy, because we talked about it today. We're working on two.
Working on a song?
Working on a song.
Mama said I could buy a house.
Could have had a house.
Mama said I could have had a house. We were working on it.
That's a smash song.
And for those of you who don't know, obviously, because I know a lot of people, because we're seeing the tweets out there. Yeah. Brendan's playing with us. He is now in the Coral Reefer band for the summer, but has his own band out there and working on it.
That's right.
I might say I've heard a lot of the stuff, and you're going to like it. But we got him in the incubator. We're not sending him out into the world of Mino record companies. We've been there. Got screwed that way.
But he is going to have to play those joints eventually.
Yeah. He's playing them, but we got him out here now. Yeah, so, yeah. But but he had a lot of guests backstage.
Yes, he does.
I had a couple college friends that got him. Austin's a little bit of a second home.
Yeah. That's perfectly all right.
I remember most of it. And
But I just want to know, Pete doesn't even have any shoes on. He's still paying for college. Shoeless musical mayor man.
I did come up with a possible name, though, for our first joint venture. It would be Old Farts and Upstarts.
Old Farts and Upstarts.
Sounds like a TV show.
Reality show.
OFAU. It's like, I like that. Old Farts and Upstarts. OFAU.
Sounds like
Old Farts and Upstarts. Yeah. I'm liking it.
But
we just wanted to share that with you for anybody, because I get asked that question too from people, what would you tell our kids to do? I'd say buy a house first. Well, that didn't work out. Go get a degree in college in something that you will have absolutely no use for.
Yes.
Then pick up a guitar, find some hot chicks you can play to, and follow your bliss.
Sounds
like good advice to me.
We're done now. Okay, so we're gonna go out there. So y'all will hear and see Brendan tonight. Check him out on the website and on and he's on Margaritaville, and we're planning some things in the future, so you'll be able to see Brendan playing on his own. And Petey's always out there playing.
Petey's a king of Parrothead City. Let's see if we can find him some shoes.
I better go get my shoes off.
We finish in Detroit. Let's just ask him, because I don't know.
Right.
So we finish in Detroit on the Saturday.
Right.
I wonder if he's going to do a show anytime after that.
You know, we had something booked, but I'm actually going home in the studio to I'm working on someone else's album, so I'll be doing that.
Who might that be? We don't like that. Get off our show. Going over to her show. All right, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
We got Great Woods waiting out there in that parking lot. Thank the musical mayors.
Oh, that's something.
That's something, huh? Yeah. Musical family.
Yeah, I love it.
It's like the King family, or like the Lennon sisters.
The Lennon sisters.
Like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
We need to wind this up.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
bye.
I'm sorry. Hey, we're just talking.
That's it? Bye.
Does that mean winding up?
Bye.
Does that mean get wound?
Okay, all right, we gotta go.